December began, as it has done since 1988, with World AIDS Day. In South Africa, 4 months ago, I crouched in the doorway of a modest home in an informal settlement on the edge of a town. To my left was a tired man in his 20s, perched on the edge of a single bed. Opposite me sat his wife, gazing with half-empty eyes, and between them a HIV counsellor. They had both just received positive test results. As I heard their toddler playing outside, I tried to remind myself that knowing is good, that they could be on antiretroviral therapy by the end of the week and live a long and healthy life. But for the rest of the day, I just couldn't shake how quickly and quietly their lives had been turned upside down. It had seemed so ordinary. We were with the outreach team for 40 minutes. During that time, there were positive results in 3 households. For the team, an ordinary morning. I think what got me most that day was the scale, the sheer volume of the informal settlement and the sheer quantity of the people who didn't know their status. It was overwhelming. In John's Gospel, we find Jesus entering the edge of a town and a woman falls to her knees in front of him and weeps in grief. As I read it, I imagine Jesus crouching in that modest place and looking into those half-empty eyes. We know that he began to weep too. Jesus had been travelling for a long time. Crowds of ill and broken people had constantly approached him. But as he stood up, he wasn't overwhelmed. Jesus stood. He shone a light in a dark place and declared that a man would know life, not death. When we are brought low by the ordinariness of pain and sorrow, what happens next? In the mass of the informal settlement in South Africa, a small team were and still are going door to door, testing and counselling. Because they, and those like them, keep standing, fewer people died of HIV in 2015 than in any other year in the past 20. 2 million new people began taking antiretroviral therapy, the largest annual increase ever.